Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 819, anabolic stretching, an often overlooked training facet to ramp up single body part growth, by Peter Zemes with RomanFitnessSystems.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Happy Thursday and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you every weekday for free. It's kind of like an audiobook, but from many different authors. And then on Fridays, I do something a little special. I answer the questions that you've sent in. It's one of my favorite parts of the show. I listen to every question, so please continue sending them in. Let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. Anabolic stretching, an often overlooked training facet to ramp up single body part growth, by Peter Zemes with RomanFitnessSystems.com. Whether we admit it or not, we all have stubborn muscles that refuse to grow no matter how much time we spend yelling at them. And it sucks. Until now. One of the single most powerful techniques you can do for improving stubborn muscle groups is something called loaded stretching. Yes, I said stretching. Unfortunately, it's often ignored and brushed off as something that's just not worth it. And I get it. You don't necessarily feel anything happening. So is it really doing anything? While stretching, for a lot of people, is about as much fun as visiting a drunk dentist in a third world country, the answer to that question, my friend, is yes. Yes, it does do something. Done properly, stretching can dramatically speed up muscle growth, muscle strength, and recovery. It's the overlooked secret of many of the world's fittest people, including the king himself, Arnold Schwarzenegger. The problem with traditional stretching. The main problem with conventional stretching programs is that they often work against your body's physiology rather than with it. If you take a tight, cold muscle and expose it to prolonged, standard stretching, you could incur scar tissue and micro tearing, which could then lead to muscle weakness, inflexibility, and injury. Furthermore, many professionals prescribe stretching before exercise as a form of warm-up. This is wrong. A study published in the Journal of Strength and Conditioning Research concluded that if you stretch before you lift weights, you could find yourself weaker and off-balanced in your workouts. Not something we want when hoisting hundreds of pounds of metal. Weak and flexible, or strong and rigid? 99% of the population falls into one of these two categories, and sadly, both scenarios suck. What's the point of looking like a Greek god if you can't even bend over to tie your own shoe? The typical recommendations for increasing flexibility have been to increase your range of motion in a static stretching position using only your body weight. This results in the first scenario, weak and flexible. But when you add a load into the equation via anabolic stretching work, the entire scenario changes. In a protective response to this unstable change, the stretched muscle sheets trigger an increase in muscle cell division, collagen breakdown, collagen repair, and protein splitting. The result is hypertrophy for survival, and that's where anabolic stretching comes in. This is not the nice kind of stretching you're thinking of. This is going to hurt. Put simply, take a moderate weight, lower it into the maximum stretched position of a stretch-focused exercise, and hold it there. This is exactly the kind of thing that Arnold used to do in his workouts to build his incredible chest. He would hold the bottom position of a fly for 45 to 60 seconds. This is at the end of a chest workout when his pecs were pumped full of blood. The key thing is that you're not really stretching, like in the way you do with most static stretching. You're resisting the load in the stretched position. There is a big difference, and you will feel this difference the first time you try it. What the science says. In the early 1990s, a study was done on birds that had nothing short of amazing results. In this study, Dr. Jose Antonio attached a weight to the wing of a young quail, and over the course of a month, he progressively increased the weight. After a month, the level of muscle hypertrophy, or growth, was measured. He found that the bird's wing where the weight was attached had grown by over 300%, 318% to be exact. After studying the results more closely, Dr. Antonio discovered evidence of hyperplasia. A controversial topic in the strength and conditioning field, hyperplasia is muscle growth from an increase in the size of fibers, hypertrophy, not through the increase in number. For a while, this was all theory, since birds and humans, for the most part, are kinda sorta different. That ended when Dr. Jacob Wilson and his team recently put the theory to the test in the lab, investigating the effects of anabolic stretching on skeletal muscle size and strength in human subjects. 24 recreationally trained subjects were randomly assigned to stretching and non-stretching conditions. The result? Muscle effectively doubled in the group that used anabolic stretching. In short, the study suggested aggressively stretching a fully pumped muscle is the perfect mechanism for growth. You maximize the cell swelling response for maximal muscle damage while also increasing overall muscular tension. How to build bulging biceps with anabolic stretching. 1. Get into the incline curl position. 2. Pick a weight you can do 12 to 15 curls with. 3. Perform incline bicep curls until complete failure. 4. Instead of dropping the weight after, let the weight stretch your biceps out for 30 seconds. 5. Try not to cry while you engage in bad mental warfare. 6. Release the weights. 7. Rest 1 to 2 minutes and repeat the entire process 2 more times. Your next steps. This stretch, while pretty basic, is good enough to turn your arms into dangerous, sleeve-splitting 18-inch pythons. To integrate this into your current training, simply perform this anabolic stretch at the end of any workout, and you'll be on your way to bigger, stronger, and darn good-looking muscles. You just listened to the post titled, Anabolic Stretching, an Often Overlooked Training Facet to Ramp Up Single Body Part Growth, by Peter Semis with RomanFitnessSystems.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. You know, it's been a while since I've heard about this type of stretching. I remember when I first got into training, this was kind of the thing. I remember incorporating this at the end of my workouts. But then somehow I forgot about it and it became phased out, and I went, honestly, back to traditional static stretching. And definitely don't get me wrong, static stretching is fantastic. And as you get more experience, ballistic stretching is great too. But incorporating anabolic stretching like this, where you retain what's called isometric tension, this is a fantastic way to increase growth and power. In fact, if you were to look at studies on isometric tension, you'd find that that does seem to increase muscle growth. Isometric exercises would be things like holding the plank or holding the squat position, like a wall squat, and just sitting there. So instead of going up and down and performing reps, you just hold that squat position. And yes, studies have found that that's very helpful for muscular growth. And so this is kind of a form of that. But instead of just using body weight, you're going to add some weight to it, which is really the key. So I'll be honest with you, after reading this to you, I'm excited, I'm pumped to incorporate anabolic stretching back into my routine. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your Thursday, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for the usual Friday Q&A and where your optimal life awaits.